101.7 The Truth. It's your girl Jazz Tyler Digi Meech. We are live and direct. We are talking adulthood. Where were you? How did you feel when you turned 18? Do you think that when your children turn 18 that they need to leave the nest right away?
Get out.
It's time to go. And you know what's so ignorant? It's ignorant for as a parent to send your child out without preparing them.
Without.
And at least you know
where they stand at.
You know you ain't prepared them. So you are, and there's parents that's like, you can get out of my house. You don't want to listen, da-da-da-da. Not even, you know, a lot of times some of these youth, they don't even be as much. For the ones who are doing a lot, I get that part, you know. But for the ones who aren't, it's like you're going to send them out and you expect for them to do what with nothing?
They need three times what the rent is out here.
Hello. It's a different day and age. And then there's inflation.
They need food. They need transportation.
They need electricity.
Them the things that definitely need to be talked about before yes. they get. I mean, like, I'm doing a whole walkthrough of a house.
Yeah.
And my daughter talking about she staying roommate, whatever.
Yeah. And you know what? I never had a roommate, ever. Like, thinking back on it, I wish I did. I wish I would have hit my homegirls up, my best friend. Hey, let's get a crib together, like the guys, and build a business together.
I mean, that young, it'd be really
hard.
It'd be cool. But
people get on your nerves.
You really need a roommate you don't know.
To make it work?
In a sense, mm-hmm. because you won't be in their business as much.
I think it's different
for girls. You learned about each other and you, like.
It's different for girls because girls going to find a way to connect. Hey, girl, you know so-and-so.
I mean, men
like
connect, too.
Da, da, da. And then y'all start I don't know why women feel the need to tell each other business just to get cool with another woman. It's so weird. It's like. You don't even know her. You always got to tell her your business.
Like, man, we really just see each other interests and yeah. just stick with that. Like, you'll never know what I got going on.
So, if your daughter came to you at this age and say, Dad, I got a roommate, do you feel like, and I know she's in college, but I'm just saying, like, how would you be okay with that?
Who?
You.
Where?
Oh, yeah.
Well, let me, what's her name?
Mm-hmm.
Who her parents?
Yeah.
Does their parents match up with, like, our you know, as a roommate? You can move with anybody you want to, but it's just more so like we need to know the type of parents a person got. If something happened, can I call them
exactly.
and talk about something without it going, you know?
Like, yeah.
Am I able to call the next person?
What type of parents do you have and who are you? Because I need to know how you're going to influence my child.
Yeah, because if they over there more than you is, because I'm not a micro
Man, yeah.
parent. You know, I'm a micromanaging parent. So.
Yeah.
It's just, if they be over there more than I am, like what's like you said, what's the influence?
Yep.
And then when I am over there, you know.
Yeah.
Is they white? Is they,
yeah.
You know what I mean? Like,
yeah, we gotta figure out the dynamics. We got to call her on the line. Our fave has officially joined us today. Al, how are you?
I'm doing fine. Well, depending on what kind of parent you is and depending on how you got your money set up and how you raise your kids, they don't need no roommate. They need their own stuff. See, when you have a roommate, now you got an extra problem. They don't got the rent money. They need help. Now they on coke and dope. Now they all in your business. No, they can go down. They can dial 911 or go down to the center and get some help or go to the shelter and they will help them pay their rent. They don't need no roommate. That is for them to learn and grow so they don't have to deal with nobody else's bill, nobody else's drama. You don't care what they mama going through, what they daddy going through, because if you're the parent, you make sure they pay their own rent. So if any eviction comes, it's going to come from their wrongdoing, not because somebody else didn't have their other half. You are not God. You are not the shelter. Let them rot. That is for them to grow and learning. You don't have to worry about nothing missing. You don't have to worry about nobody bringing in no dogs. You don't have to worry about nobody trying to mess with your girlfriend or your man because they're in their own stuff. And if they don't got one, they can stay at home with their mammy or their grandmammy or their daddy. And if they don't know where their daddy, find him and ask him for some money.
Talk to him, Al.
Have a good day.
Yes, indeed.
Bye-bye.
You know what? And I do agree with that. And maybe subconsciously, that's why as a teenager or as a young adult at 18, I never had a roommate because of all of the things that Al just mentioned. I don't want to deal with certain things. Mm. I don't want to deal with, especially at that young age, my attitude was on 1,000.
Like, I don't even want to stay in a duplex.
Let alone with a roommate. Listen, I didn't even want to stay with my siblings. After a while, they was getting on my nerves.
If I ain't the one stumping, I don't want
to
hear
it. I'm trying to tell you. But no, I do. I went through the process with my daughter. She had to pick her roommate for her dorm or get her own dorm. And it costs more. And obviously me, if you got a scholarship and you ain't got to pay extra, you better find you a roommate. We're not getting no dorm by yourself. And I just feel like she needed the experience. You know what I'm saying? It's because college is about networking. But this girl is so much like her mama that she is willing to literally go to work just to pay so that she don't got to have a roommate. She want to live by herself in her dorm on her own.
I mean, you got to respect that. I mean, like, I respect somebody.
What's the fun in that?
I mean, but that's what they want to do.
Yeah, but what's the fun in that?
I mean, you 18, you could do it, right?
If I'm in college, man, I want a roommate, especially somebody that's in the same major as me.
No, you don't.
We going to do this together.
You don't.
No,
you
Why
don't.
Not?
If I mean, you're living on college in a dorm, you want your own room.
I want my Why? Own room.
It's so much better.
The way I had got my own room was a whole nother story.
But she can pick her roommate. So she can pick one of her teammates. She has a choice to actually pick her roommate.
Oh, yeah, now you can pick your roommate. But, I mean, because you have to have a roommate.
Which that we don't need no higher learning.
Because as a, like, you know what I'm saying?
Remember on higher learning?
As a freshman, and my daughter, they had to have a roommate. They didn't get the chance to pick. Yeah, yeah. It was kind of a random. Now going into the sophomore year, they get to pick the roommate.
Yeah.
And, you know, and kind of match up that way. But you got to still have a roommate. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
I had a roommate, which is like for 18 years, my mama, my siblings. I don't want a roommate. You're right. Maybe she don't need a roommate. But I'm just glad that her situation, I don't have to worry about it so much as far as her living out on her own, because I know she'll be in the dorms, which is the safest place for her to be. So, what should every person do before turning 18? For all the youth out there, what should they be doing before they turn 18?
Stacking.
Yes.
Working and stacking.
Yep.
The best thing you can do is stay in school and work.
Have a savings account. Please, if you don't listen to your mama, your daddy, nobody, listen to TT Jazz and Uncle Rich.
Unk.
You feel me? Have a savings account. Because if you do choose to live on your own, there's going to come a time where you're going to party too hard. There's going to come a time where you ain't going to have enough food.
It's a couple things. Get
your
insurance.
Your car going to break down.
Yeah, I say get insurance.
You need to have a savings account. You want to have a savings account. And when you move out on your own, you want to have enough money saved to where you could pay at least 3 months of your rent. You don't have to pay it all at one time, but have that amount saved so that worst come to worst, if you ain't got a dollar in your pocket, you know that your rent and your bills going to be paid. Mm-hmm. I wish somebody would have told me that. I learned on my own, you know, but still having that savings account at a young age is very, very crucial. The insurance piece too, like me said, I think that when youth become adults, that there needs to be some type of conversation had inside of the household or with whoever their guardian is regarding work and health benefits. No one is talking to the youth about health benefits. Why? Because they still probably on their mama a government case, getting insurance through the state. Is that helping them or hurting them? I would want, when I turn 18 and I got a job, I was working, I had insurance and benefits through my job. And I'm glad that I did that because I learned early how to utilize that insurance. And it was at that time, it was, I want to say, United Healthcare. So that was like one of the best insurances back then, or not United Healthcare, Aetna, something like that. But there needs to be conversations with the youth around that as well. There needs to be conversations with them on how to properly fill out a W-9, a W-2. There needs to be conversations with them on, you know, hey, do not fall asleep playing with food on the stove. You know what I'm saying? Don't have this person or that person inside your household. Don't tell everybody where you live at. There's real life scenarios, and I feel like pushing them out so early is just, it's setting them up for failure. And then when they don't pay their rent on time and they get kicked out, you don't want them back at your house.
That's why I said the government got you trying to jam everything into 18 years.
Yeah.
Or even like some stuff they can't do until they get to 13, 14. So basically 4 years, you're trying to jam all this information in, you know,
so it's
sex education,
yeah,
credit, finances, schooling,
yep,
adult decisions and stuff like that. Like, you trying to jam all of this into a 4 year period.
Yep.
And then at the same time, they trying to be social with they age group.
But to Kathy's point earlier, that's why I don't call that age group young adults, because they are still babies to me. A young adult is someone who is college age, who's responsible, who's already paying rent and bills. These are literally babies mentally. You know what I'm saying? They're babies, meaning newborn. They don't understand. They haven't learned. They haven't experienced enough. But again, just in today's society, these are some of the things that we have to start thinking about. What does it look like for our children who turns 18 to move out and be successful on their own when there's inflation, when there's so much violence? What does that look like? How do we get them prepared? You know, are they prepared? You know, there's a lot of homeless youth too, especially those transitioning out of group homes. So it's just having these conversations and figuring it out. Figuring out what that looks like. We got to go to break to pay some bills. Do not touch that dial. We want to hear from you. We are talking adulthood. Should your child be pushed out of the home at the age of 18? 833-212-1017. Jazzy and Meech, tap in. 101.7 The Truth. It's your girl Jazz Tyler Digi Meech. We are live and direct. Meech, what's the word?
Don't miss 101.7 The Truth, broadcasting live from Milwaukee's Juneteenth celebration. Join us, community conversations, interviews with community leaders, and more. Thanks to Educators Credit Union, Molson Coors, Tayback Law, American Family Insurance, and Milwaukee College Prep for supporting this special community event. We'll see you at the Juneteenth Festival as we celebrate freedom, culture, education, and community together. Can't wait. June 19th.
June 19th is going down. We will be there. Shout out to all the Warman Cox and everybody, all of the residents in District 6 who participates in the Juneteenth Parade. I've been going since I was probably 8 years old with my Auntie Janice.
She was 18.
Since I was 18. Listen, what is one of the things? Okay, so we've been talking about being a young adult or adulthood and whether or not you should push your child outside of the home once they turn 18. And also, what does that look like? How do we prepare them for adulthood? Meech, what is something from our generation when you were 18? When we were 18, what is something you will want to bring back now?
One of them drug programs.
You know what I was thinking? It's 10 o'clock. Do you know where your kid is?
That's what I'm saying. That's for sure. I like that, but just like one of them DARE programs or something like Scruff McGruff.
Smokey the Bear.
Yeah,
you know, it's crazy because DARE actually was very influential for us. Even if we didn't listen, we knew what it was.
Commercials, these are drugs.
Yeah.
These is your brain on drugs. Like those commercials work.
The lady with the thing, the voice thing.
The eggs.
Listen,
I was done. I'm straight.
The college commercials.
I'm cool.
What are you doing? Send that home.
Yeah.
Doing nothing. You should be up here with me. Sign up for college. ICD. Listen, we need all of that back. We need it. We need the TV shows that reflects, you know, youth going to college. You know what I'm saying? And having an education. We need all of that.
Mm-hmm.
We need. What is one of your childhood candy that you would bring back now?
I still eat it.
What?
Red Vines.
What's that?
The licorice.
Oh my gosh. Licorice tastes like nothing. Like, it's just
fire.
What is the point of it? It tastes like nothing.
Do you not have taste buds?
Licorice tastes like nothing.
Yeah.
Like
red
rubber.
Vines. Red vines.
It tastes like rubber.
Okay, I mean,
I don't know how rubber tastes, but I assume it tastes like rubber.
Something I bring back. I mean, I talked about this with my mom, like just all the fruit trees that we used to like steal fruit from and stuff like that. Like,
yeah, raspberry bushes.
Yeah, stuff like that.
Yeah.
It was outside, yeah.
That's fire. That's fire.
Bike rides.
I used to be like an Almond Joy Boston baked beans.
That's what I'm saying. I still
man,
eat.
I can't even Boston find. Well, they probably at the corner store, but
maybe in the front.
I don't even see them.
Maybe by the window.
I love and Chico sticks. Oh
yeah, Chico sticks fire. I get hooked to those.
I be slapping. I be messing those Chico sticks.
Penny candy.
Up. Yeah.
My favorite though is like the Sweeties hard candy.
Oh, that's so good. Oh no, I thought you meant the Swedish fish.
Oh yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
Them right now.
Orange slices.
Yeah.
Orange slices.
I don't like them.
Yeah, I love me some orange slices. I miss if I can bring anything back from then, it would be kids playing outside. Like at the park, at the basketball court, on the monkey bars, riding bikes, walking, freeze tag. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Ghetto Olympics.
The street lights being more prevalent with people going inside.
Yes.
Gotta be inside the house, street lights come on.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
That should be number one. I don't want the street lights come on. Everybody should be in the house.
Yeah. No doubts about it. No doubt about it whatsoever.
That's why you said if it's 10 o'clock, but the street lights come on before that, like 9 or something. In the summertime, right?
Yep. It's no, they come on at like 8 something. Once it gets dark, 8:30. Around 8:30. Mm. Around. So what did it feel like to be grown? Once it hit you, once you turn 18 and you realize, like, man, I wish I was 18 or I'm grown.
I didn't
grown
feel
now.
Grown at 18, though. Like, when did you feel like you was grown? Like, what age was you?
18?
I'm grown.
No. I felt grown at 15.
Really?
I did, because I was working and helping pay bills. I was taking care of myself.
I'm talking back. This is my money.
Can't nobody say you ain't paying no bills up in here. Yes, I did contribute.
Mom said, Jazz, you got that couple dollars off your check? I get them couple dollars off your check.
But no, I was working in braiding hair, so I really was, like, you know, bringing in money, and which it wasn't a problem or mandatory or anything like that. But at 15, I thought I was, you know, grown in the sense of taking care of myself. When I turned 18 and moved out of state, I was fast. I moved out of state with my ex-husband, who was my boyfriend at the time, and got pregnant.
Jazz was grown at 18.
We had a house. We had roommates and everything. And why? Because he was playing college ball.
You know what they call you back then?
What?
Fast.
That's what I said. Yeah, fast. She done ran off with that boy. She done ran up yonder with that
that's
boy.
That's what they used to call him, Z. Fast. She was fast.
Ran up yonder acting like a harlot with that boy.
Hey, you got no comment on that.
I ain't going to touch it. Y'all don't want to know what we call it in my generation.
What they call it your
generation? I don't think I can say it on the FCC.
But you know what? One thing's for sure, two things for certain. I always had my own house, own car, and a job as soon as I left my mama's house. Ain't
fast.
Nobody never paid
fast.
Nothing for me. Mm-hmm. I ain't never depended on a man for nothing. Always had my own. Always. Even at 18, I was grown. I was grown. I was taking care
you
of myself.
You was fast.
No, I wasn't fast. I wasn't stay fast. Going. I was grown. I was. But I feel like our generation was a little bit more mature. So us being on our own wasn't as bad. We was on our own since we was 9. Babysitting. Don't let nobody in the house.
I had a key to the house.
Yeah.
Like
we been grown.
Outside all day. Mom, don't know where mom and them at.
Think about it.
And didn't know where they was at.
We been grown our whole life.
Didn't know where they was at.
Did you say, watch your siblings and do not open that door for nobody.
Like, you know how, like, you probably, these days, they probably looking for the kids.
Yeah.
We was looking for our mama.
Mama.
We didn't know where mama and them was at. We was at home.
She just said, don't open up the door.
Yeah, don't open up for nobody. Because back then, it used to be like, you had so many people come to your crib. Yeah. You had the cable guy.
Yes. Oh, Meech. Oh, bootleg cable. Ooh.
Oh, you want to talk about that?
Come on now. Get up on that alley. I mean, get up on that ladder in that alley. Go ahead. Hook that cable.
Yeah, that for sure. But just like, even before then, we used to have to hide the cable boxes.
Yes. Yes.
We used to have to hide the cable boxes at.
Yes. And they used to
hide them from who?
The cable company.
They used to come get them.
Okay, you ain't getting this box. What's wrong with
you? Yeah, where no Wi-Fi's at?
What's wrong with you? When moms and them used to be gone and it's just the kids, oh, it's going down. It's going down. The house is cracking. I'll be back watching. Yep. I'm beating your.
Yeah, we got caught outside.
So we get in the room.
We got caught outside one
for
time.
For real.
It was a massacre.
Right. Take that meat out the freezer.
Yeah, I could say, oh man, man, don't even take me there. Like, Pops, if you listening.
He's traumatized.
If you listening. I used to be having fun in my own room. I used to come all the way downstairs. He's sitting on the couch. He's got to come downstairs and change the channel.
Listen.
Huh?
Listen, I asked Callie the other day. I said, Callie, are you okay if mama was to get married again? Not that I'm about to. Well, I don't know.
Oh, accusations.
Accusations. I'm just claiming it. But look, I said, how do you feel about mommy getting married again? She said, oh, please, because I'm tired of being your minion.
Yeah, basically.
What?
Go get in the refrigerator for me. You 2 feet away. You in the kitchen. Almost. You in the kitchen.
Listen, I would sit there. I promise I am so guilty of this. I would sit there in my living room, and that remote would be in the dining room, and I would call my kids all the way downstairs to come and bring me the remote control.
Look, Marty said, I remember the cable box had a key, and moms take the key when they go to bed.
It's a wrap.
It's a wrap. You getting
shout out to
no
my
TV.
Cousin, Marty Graves. What up, Marty Marr? Listen, oh, my gosh. My mom, she used to be so annoying, bro. Like, remember, we didn't have smart, like, computers, tablets. And she will take an envelope and write a note every day before she go to work.
Tell you what to do.
Make sure these dishes washed. Chris, you need to take this garbage out and da-da-da-da. Don't have nobody in my house.
You did it. Because I had to do it.
Well, yeah, if it was on the note, you had to.
Yeah, but not all. Look, I'm going to do it.
Because that's when she first started letting you stay at home by yourself. After 2 or 3 weeks, couple notes, wasn't no more note.
Yeah.
She catches you ain't get house. I'll say, Ken, you already know what time. You start getting to know how much time you got before moms get home.
Yep.
And how much time you got
have
before,
that done.
Before
yeah.
you clean up. Yeah. Me and my sister, we 15 minutes. The last 15 minutes, yeah. we going crazy.
Listen, I couldn't believe my mom used to work at Lena's on Titanium Capital. When they first opened their kitchen, she used to cook. Man, we used to be blowing her work phone up. Like, and I could not believe. I wish my kids would. Like, that is so embarrassing. Sitting back looking at that, how badly we used to get on my mama's nerves doing that stuff. She leave a note in the house. I'm not doing it. Don't have no company. I'm having company, but you got to go at this time.
Oh, look at you.
You got to go at this time. As long as I make sure this stuff, she ain't going to know. Because, look, she worked during the day, and she was a bartender at night. Mm-hmm. So it was cracking.
I remember my daddy called my sister skipping.
Oh, no, I ain't never got caught skipping. No, wait, let me think.
I did one time. It was by tabs, though.
I think me and my childhood friend, DeShonda, Didi, shout out Didi. We got caught skipping at her house, but her mama didn't play. Oh, her mama didn't. Brenda didn't play no games. We got caught skipping over there trying to be slick. Freshman year, trying to meet some boys at McGovern Park.
Oh. Fast.
Fast.
Like, I'm telling you, fast.
How's that fast?
You fast. Dude, look, you just said you trying to meet some boys at McGovern Park.
Yeah, I don't want her offender now.
That's fast.
That's what little girls do. What I'm supposed to do.
Okay.
What do you mean? That's what high school girls do.
Man, we're going to just start playing some
Meech, you weren't in a relationship in high school?
I ain't saying I wasn't.
Meech, plead the fifth.
You wasn't.
I ain't saying I wasn't.
Z, you weren't in a relationship in high school.
I think we got to go to break.
Y'all pulling a me on me. You see, Truth Nation, they ain't about nothing.
I don't know about relationships.
Ain't about nothing.
Who's that? My relationship with God?
We got to go to break to pay some bills. 833-212-1017. We want to hear from you. Jazzy and Meech, 101.7 The Truth. 101.7 The Truth. It's your girl Jazz Tyler, Digi Meech. Meech, what we talking today?
Turning 18 again.
Shout out to the chat. Kawanda said, Jazz, you are definitely an awesome mom because your first experience came from watching mine and Ty while we went out. So thank you again. Now look at you. That is a fact. Okay? I used to braid their hair. Shout out to Big Sis Tanya Highshaw. I used to braid Kawanda hair and Tanya hair. Since I was starting in eighth grade, by the time I became, you know, a teenager in high school, they were in their 30s. So their house was fun. You know what I mean? Their house was fun at 17, 18 years old.
You didn't think you was grown over there, did you?
No, I did. Oh. I did. You know how you be? You clean up, wash dishes, you cook, you watch somebody else's kid, you got the movie on, you know what I'm saying? I'm calling my high school sweetheart. You can come over so we can watch the kids.
Oh, fast. Fast.
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. Biko said, I remember I got caught in a girl's house like that. Dad came home early, had to hide in her closet until like 9 p.m., had to jump out the window, miss picking my mom.
Oh, Biko.
Biko, fast. Where's fast at?
That's P.
Ain't nothing P about jumping out no window.
Best player.
Man, stop it.
He was a player at 16.
Hey, Zach said it wasn't your shoes under the bed. Biko said not that time.
Oh, my God. Y'all crazy.
Yo. Kawanda said we let her have her way, but she was always respectful. They did let me have my way, for real.
Let's go, Truth Nation. Let us hear what y'all got. 833-212-1017.
Man.
When you turn 18, what was it like? What was the feeling? What was going on?
Oh, my gosh. It was like, oh, matter of fact, hold on. How did I forget about this? I do remember the day I turned 18, literally. I remember this day because Sir Wayne Knights and Dragon was the first person to ever throw me a real birthday party at the Masonic Temple on Titonian Center.
Sir Wayne with the curl, with the Jerry curl.
Yeah, remember he used to be
DJ
out.
DJ Sir Wayne.
That's what I miss. Sir Wayne used to be outside the high schools with the flyers to the bashes, all the youth bashes. Yeah. But he threw my first birthday party, my first, you know, adult birthday party. I turned 18. Yeah. And we was in traffic that day. It was
DJ Sir Wayne.
Yes, indeed. Wayne is a legend, man. We got to get him on here. For real. Because anybody at during that time who was our age, he witnessed firsthand the Amistad.
I remember he had a white old suit on with the Jerry curl.
Yeah, the jury, all the jury, Flyer John.
It was 1990-something. It's not the 70s, boss. But no, Sir Wayne, he was cool. And he showed up.
He did. Sir Wayne, that guy. Did you ever go to the Ami?
Come on now.
Stayed at the Amistad.
At the Chocolate City, what you call it?
Yeah.
Amistad, yeah, for sure. I remember Tommy used to always play
Jesus Walk at midnight. Mm-hmm. Yeah. These kids gonna sing this church song at midnight.
We used to ride, I used to ride my cousin. He older than me, so I was 17, 16, 17, ride my cousin. Wasn't supposed to be out of there. Huh. You know what I mean?
Dude, I remember my older cousins used to go to the clubhouse. It was a club for kids called the clubhouse. Do you think we should open up a youth club? No?
Hell no.
Why not?
I ain't even say that.
Why not?
Why we shouldn't?
Mm-hmm.
I didn't say we shouldn't.
No. Why?
I didn't say we should.
We had them.
I think that's a good idea.
We had something to do.
For sure.
Every generation before the generation now had a teen club. The clubhouse, you had Amistad. Like, there were clubs for teens.
Yeah, but we didn't have beefs.
Yeah, but they can't.
They weren't sliding at Amistad.
They can't come in the club.
We didn't have ops.
Man, I don't know. It was. I'm just saying. Every generation had it. Maybe.
But we wasn't doing.
Get them something to do.
Drugs.
That's
they wasn't drinking liquor.
Yeah, that's a fact.
Like these days, these kids.
They grown. Yeah.
Can't even.
They grown. But I miss Amistad. I miss traffic. I miss traffic at 18. Us just being in traffic up and down Cap Drive. Yeah. Oh my gosh, what a time.
You was driving before 18?
Yes, Hype Rentals. Yes, I was. Yes, it is. Thank you, Z. Yes, I was. We was outside.
Pillies, we called them pillies.
Yeah, we was outside.
Pillies back then.
We was outside. We had no business, but we was.
Now they stolies.
Yeah, now they stolies. But it wasn't a stolie. It was
a pilly.
Yeah.
Bruh. It was a pilly, one of those.
Hey, Biko said, I had lunch with Sir Wayne. Oh, you got to get Sir Wayne up here, Biko. We got to get him on a show. He said Clubhouse was lit.
Biko was outside.
Man, I was in the club at 18. Club Pure. Yes. And H2O.
Right, Pops. See, that's what I was thinking. I was thinking what Pops thinking. They can't even go to school, Jazz. How you finna just have them go skip school, go to the club? That's why I was like, I don't know. Like, they just didn't sit right.
Y'all, I'm just saying.
For me, I'm like, we still trying to get them to go to school. We just throw a club in there. But at the same time, if that's what they want to do when school out, cool having a summer club.
A summer club. But I'm saying it because at the end of the day, they're still not going to do what we want them to do.
I mean, you can't.
We have to find ways to be around. I'm not saying a teen club is the solution. I'm just saying, find something for them to do and then make them feel like they have something to do, and then maybe they're going to want to do something else because everything else ain't working. We can keep complaining and bashing them about it, but they still going to do what they want to do.
Once they turn 18.
You know what I mean? It's a wrap.
To me, just sitting here, we talk about this, it just be like, man, the government just pushed that on everybody. Like, yeah. That age. Why that age?
Why that age? Right. You're wrong, but you can't buy cigarettes and liquor.
I mean, but just the 18 is just, okay, why not 19?
It still say teen. How is that
wrong?
Why
not 17? Why was it 18?
We need to figure
when
out.
When did it become 18?
That's a good question. We need to figure it out.
And then it's like, okay, and then you got another 3 years, and then you could do, you grown, you can't buy liquor though.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you know what I did? Y'all know what I did, Milwaukee. When I turned 18, I went right to Mel and got my stomach pierced, my belly pierced.
Mm-hmm.
Mel on Titania and Keith. I think everybody in the city got a piercing by Mel. Whether or not it was infected.
I do not have any piercing at all.
Bitch, I don't expect you to, but all the young ladies our age, the most definitely went to Mel to get a piercing. It probably got infected too.
My daughter just got her
eyebrow pierced.
Yeah.
Man, we did that too in high school. Eyebrows, belly
button.
Shout
out to Maya. Shout out to Maya.
We had a time.
Can't do nothing no more. I can't even say it. It's already happened. You know what I mean?
Out of all of the things, the fashion, what would you bring back today from that time? Like, what was your favorite? What was you rocking at 18?
At 18?
2005, 2006. Silkies with a beater, Silkies with a beater and a durag and some hooping shoes.
I mean, look, that's pretty much to say, you know, I got that in the closet every day.
Yeah.
I mean, but
I used to wear silkies too.
I can't even think, like, what I was wearing.
Was you wearing the oversized white tees?
No, not at 18. That was younger. That was in middle school.
What about the throwback jerseys?
I haven't really.
You didn't wear the throwback jerseys?
I'm basic.
I had jersey dresses. I had some jersey
dresses.
Yeah,
you
came with a fresh pair of Reeboks. Yeah, I'm trying with the peanut butter bottoms.
I could
out here fitted.
I can picture you like a baby blue.
I ain't wearing no K-Swiss. Those were for the jumpers, the jump downs. We ain't wear K-Swiss.
Who in TMI?
We ain't wear K-Swiss.
You weren't fast enough to be one of those.
Hey, I ain't reached that level. I was still in Reebok.
That's running 100-yard dash.
Yeah, no, for real. For real. That's hilarious. Listen, that was a time, Meech. That was a time that we don't talk about enough.
But it's their time now. They turning 18, so it's like,
let's help them create some great experiences.
I mean, I think they are. It's just more so like helping everybody understand that we went through that same process, the same time to really, you know, like, just remember the experiences you went through to know that some of that, they going through the same thing. Yeah. They thinking about the same stuff.
Yeah.
They going to be able to talk about what we talking about 10, 20 years from now the same way. Like, that to them, that was fun.
Yeah, absolutely. Bigo said K-Swiss was for the jumpers. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry. I hate to break the news to you, Bigo. I hate to break the news to you, but mm-hmm. yeah, buddy. Roll it like it's a big.
Too fast for that.
We didn't do no K-Swiss. We had the Reeboks with the peanut butter bottoms. We had some Dookies. We had Saucony's.
T-Bows.
We had New Balances.
Rockports.
Mm-hmm. Havana Joe's.
Oh, Steve Madden's.
Steve Madden's. Mm-hmm. The polo shoes. Mm-hmm. What else we was wearing? Air Max.
Jabot's
with the straps.
He talking Jabot.
He said he was 19 in the clubhouse. I wasn't at the clubhouse, Biko. That's why I said my cousins. I didn't go to the clubhouse. The clubhouse was before the Amistad. So our generation was the Amistad. All of my cousins who are in their mid-40s and up were at the clubhouse.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember they used to come back with them pictures. They used to be taking pictures.
I remember they used to have, like, plenty Boys and Girls Club at Sherman Park. It was, like, plenty. Home of Blow was.
Yeah. Oh.
Home of Blow. That's Blow the only reason I know.
Crack it.
That's how I know Homer. He was at Sherman Blow going down.
Crack it.
Sherman.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Shout out Homer Blow, man. Truth in the Morning Show every day. 9 to.
Man, we got to get Tommy up here, man. Thomas.
7 to 9.
We got to get Thomas from the Amistad up here. For real, because he was a big part of the youth back in the day. With the Apollo shows, with the Amistad, he created a night scene for the youth.
I mean, his son had a Lavish.
Oh.
Hey.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was the good old days. It was the good old days. We got to go to break to pay some bills. We are talking adulthood. We want to hear from you. 833-212-1017. Do not touch that dial. 101.7 The Truth. 101.7 The Truth. It's your girl, Jazz Tyler, Digi Meech. We are live and direct. We are talking adulthood today. What was it like when you turned 18? Should we be pushing our 18-year-olds out of the house so early? We got a caller on the line. Caller, are you there?
Yes, ma'am. How you doing?
I'm doing well. Thank you so much for tapping in with us today.
Yeah, I've been listening to you, and I think the debate was about what age was considered to be an adult.
Correct.
And I think that happened during the Vietnam War, when they were considering when the draft was going on. Mm. When the draft was going on, and the argument was, if they old enough to go to war, then what age are they considering an adult?
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's when they changed it to from 18 to 21 and stuff, because, 18 years old wasn't allowed to buy alcohol or cigarettes. And then when they debated that, it's like, you know, they went from 18 to 21, you know, because of the draft. Mm-hmm. So if he's old enough to go to the war, how come they're not considered an adult?
That's right.
Okay, that's what I got.
Thank you so much for letting us know. I think you had mentioned that earlier, Meech. Mm-hmm. You were wondering how that came about. Yeah. That's great information. Your dad and Mr. Whitehead said, what happened to the summer jobs that the teenagers used to get when they were 16, 4 hours a day through the week? Those were like the, what is it called, through the city? The city has certain jobs that youth can work during the summertime. Earn and learn.
Oh, yeah, earn and learn. Yeah.
Earn and learn. They still have the earn and learn programs. I remember my little sister used to do it, where they used to plant the flowers in the islands and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. So they still have those programs as well. They still have those programs as well. What song makes you think about that time when you were 18?
I'm not even going to lie. It's like probably a Pretty Ricky song.
Oh, yes. Yes, yes, yes. Ding, ding, ding. You are absolutely right. We had no business. You don't. You know.
5 in the morning. Look him up. You back there.
Zach, you don't know who Pretty Ricky is? Look him up. Oh, my gosh.
I mean.
Do you know who B2K is?
Nope. Wait. Is that with Armarion?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's all I know.
He said Armarion. I know you don't know. I'm just playing.
Leave him alone.
I'm just playing. That's my dog.
Ask her something that she probably wouldn't know.
Yeah, he gonna show my age that I'm old. I would have to say Shawty by Plies and T-Pain.
Oh, she is. Shawty.
That had the summers in a chokehold, baby, let me tell you. Ooh-wee. That song had the summer in the chokehold when that dropped. That was Plies' first song.
Probably that, I ain't gonna lie, Milwaukee song was Walked on Water, Baby Drew.
Yeah.
Goldfingers.
Walked on. No, that was 2000. Yeah, yeah. No, that was that time. Yep. Yeah. And Country Boy Click, Wide Body Rides. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. Yes, indeed.
Look, Monica, before you, that's the first song that come in your head, Biko, is Monica, Walk Out, You Walk Out My Life. I mean, EP, Big P, though.
Marty says DJ Brother Z is young because he didn't know who Pretty Ricky was. We ain't even had no business listening to Pretty Ricky.
Remember, I was telling you that, like, look, the music.
Freaky as a mug.
Look, that's the first song. I mean, if you're talking about being freaky.
Man. And they want to watch me at mind is Usher. What the nicest flow? Jodeci. Like, we really was riding around at kids listening to Jodeci. You hear me?
Jodeci boots, everything.
Jodeci boots. Listening.
You know Jodeci, Z?
No, I don't.
Z, stop playing. He trolling.
I promise you, I don't.
What?
Can't name one song by Jodeci.
We got to get Brother Z together.
We ain't got to get him.
Oh, yeah, no, I don't want to get together.
He don't need no Jodeci.
He said, I don't even want to get together. Don't get me together. I don't want to get together. Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh.
Big Frank coming in.
Okay. That's my fave, man.
For real?
Yeah, he is. He is. Frank, so I seen Frank when he first started. I helped him refer him to perform at the Wisconsin Festival, which was a big deal because they wasn't allowing local talent to perform, and that was a part of what we were trying to do.
So you know what T-Pain was talking about when he was.
What did he say?
When he put out that little thing about the State Fair. Put the video about the State Fair.
Oh,
let him do
yeah, but that's not Milwaukee. That was West Allis.
Mm.
So that's what they didn't understand. That had nothing to do with the city of Milwaukee. That had everything to do with the city of West Allis. But no, I'm excited because I'm a fan. I'm genuinely a fan of Frank.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like his music, and he don't stop. He keeps being creative out of the box.
He got the kids.
He do. He makes music fun. Like, he makes it, he make you want to dance, you know? And I think that he's one of the few who is actually, you know, stepping outside of the box to create music for the kids.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, it's fun records and it hits and he's talented.
He making 18 feel good.
Yeah.
In Milwaukee right now these days. They gonna remember Frank.
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed.
18-year-old Milwaukee.
Oh, you know what other song? No, this probably. No, it was So Icy.
Oh, yeah.
When So Icy dropped when we turned 18.
Yeah. Oh. Icy.
Ooh, boy.
Vico said, Z don't like love music.
I don't like R&B.
He ain't making love.
Oh. He ain't, okay. I got you now.
Be making love.
Miles the Elephant said, look, we had no business doing a lot of things this generation would have not understood. That's a fact. Anita Nicole says, Breaking My Heart in 1992. That's the song that came out when she was 18. I love that song. I love that song. Your dad, Anthony Whitehead said, anything Run DMC, KRS-One.
Pretty brown.
That's a whole different generation.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they was getting it back then. They was getting it in.
Yeah, I remember that. Them times. Burning CDs.
Ooh, line wire.
Mm-hmm.
And the dial-up internet.
Downloading. Yep. Real download.
You got to wait for all the sounds.
That's a real download right there.
Yeah. Oh, going to school and writing all the songs on a piece of paper that you want on a mix CD.
Oh man, I used to be like a mix CD
person.
Yeah. Like, you know, everybody call me, make me a CD. Each like, make me a CD.
I'm about to write down all these R&B songs, H-Town, everybody, man, old
I
school.
I used to have so much songs. So oh, many my CDs. Gosh. I used to go to Walgreens every day.
And by, remember the Free Film for Life at Walgreens? Mm-hmm. Free Film for Life. Mm-hmm. No, but though, writing down songs on a piece of paper so someone can burn them on the CD and make a mix CD is epic.
Remember Snatch Out Radios?
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah, Snatch Out the whole radio Z. Yeah. You had to snatch out the whole radio.
Yeah. Yeah. You better not leave snatch that in there. It might come
but then
up missing.
After the Snatch Out, Face Off.
Face Off. The Face Offs was so cold. Oh my gosh.
Face Off.
With the brick, car freshener?
Mm-hmm.
Man, come on. That's when you had to physically roll your windows down. You had to physically roll the windows, and cars came with ashtrays. And lighter outlets. Oh, we sound old, Meech. I don't know if I want to talk about when we was 18 again. Oh, really, Z? That's how you feel, brother Z?
I ain't that old. I ain't old as Jazz. I'm gonna tell you that right
Meech,
now.
Stop
I'm
lying.
Not as I'm,
really,
bruh.
Meech is like, yeah, because you're
Meech,
older
you
than me.
You told me your age the other day.
I'm not.
Boom.
As
thank
old
you,
as Jazz,
brother Z. You're older than me.
Look, out here in the streets,
you still a kid. I am too.
I'm like 24.
I am too. I am too.
In the streets, I'm at 24.
Listen.
Don't I look like it? Chat. Let me know.
Yeah. Yeah. Me too. Me too. Straight up and down.
Yeah.
I'm only 24.
Nah.
But my knees is 44. No. It's a wrap.
This is a sick Negro.
It's a wrap.
You still dropping it down, picking it back up?
No, I ain't. If I'm dropping it down, it's staying down. If it's staying down, it's laying down. It's dead. That's the body.
You drop it, you put your foot on it and slide it.
Y'all want to see a dead body?
There go Big Frank, y'all. How y'all doing? Big Frank finna come in.
What do you say? Y'all want to see a dead body? Yeah. If I get down there, I ain't getting back up. It's over. I ain't got them young girl moves in me no more. It's a wrap.
Time. He gonna talk about y'all old. You old. I ain't that old, boy.
I be telling Biko he look like Heavy D. Biko the Milwaukee Heavy D. She said, Anita said, y'all definitely sound old. Y'all making me feel younger. This is funny, but you just said at 18, the song that came out, Anita, was Breaking My Heart. Don't do us. Do not do us.
We trying to make.
Anita. Brother Z really don't know what song
we trying to
is.
Make. We trying to make adulthood feel fun.
Yes. Yes.
Just for one second.
For one
second. Dang.
For one second, we want to make it feel fun.
Because we was some of them kids that got kicked out the house at 18 or left the crib.
Yes.
So we had kids at 18.
Yes.
So we really didn't get to have the 20s like we thought
like we wanted
would.
To. We got to go to break. We got a special guest in the building coming up. Big Frank 414. Big Frank is in the building. Milwaukee, do not touch that dial. It's your girl Jazz Tyler. Did you meet 101.7 The Truth?